And with us for his last appearance on North Shore Morning is retiring Sheriff Mark Falk.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're close to the hour in which you will be leaving your job, so...
Well, I can tell you, not that I'm counting, but it's 6 days, 15 hours, 15 minutes, and 49 seconds.
Well, that's because you've got one of those fancy
smartphone
gadgets.
Which is probably smarter than me, so...
Well, I'm glad we're going to have one more opportunity before we look back on your tenure here. What kind of a month it's been? So far, it seems fairly quiet.
Yeah, generally a nice, just a quiet month, knock on wood. I certainly don't want to jinx us, but it has been, and I think part of it, the weather hasn't been very cooperative,
right.
Throughout the whole Midwest, really. You know, it's certainly been kind of cool and dreary up here with these foggy days, but other parts of the state are getting a lot of rain and a lot of flooding, and I think people are just tending to things at home. And so I think we had six arrests this month, and which for the summer is certainly a slow month for us, and I think we're housing seven right now. Mm-hmm. So, we'll take that, because that can certainly change in a hurry and get some nice weather, and everybody's going to come up.
Well, none of this bad weather has resulted in any kind of emergencies as far as your department is concerned.
No, we've been very fortunate. I mean, we certainly have had a wet spring and a wet early summer, but nothing that's caused any major problems for us like we've had in years past with some flash flooding, and not like the International Falls up in Coochaching County and then down mm-hmm. in the southern part of the state and the cities and that, where they've had a lot of flooding.
Well, the National Guard's been doing some work, and so.
Yeah, I know they got called up to Coochaching County helping a friend of mine, Sheriff Jesperson, up there. He's had his hands full here the last 2-3 weeks, so.
He has indeed. Yeah, that's been scary, because that doesn't happen up there.
No, not at all. No, it's been a long 50 years, I think, something like that. Yeah. So
anything that stands out in your tenure? First of all, how long have you been sheriff?
A little over 9 years, 9.5 years. Okay. I was appointed on February 1st when Dave Wirt retired, 2005. So a little over 9 years.
Well, we talked a little bit the last time you were here about some of the things that took place. But anything that stands out in your mind, some of the good stuff, not just the bad guys, but the good stuff. As far as the community is concerned, I mean, you've been pretty active as a figurehead in the community. How does this community stack up?
Well, I think we've made a lot of positive changes in the community, and I think not that it still doesn't happen, but I think there's been a lot of inroads regarding underage drinking, mm-hmm. And this community has really stood up, and not acceptable behavior, generally speaking, and I just, not that it still doesn't happen, but I can just remember back in the day when there was pit parties all the time, and we just don't hear the pit parties that much, and they still happen, but not in the frequency that they used to, and so I think we've been very fortunate. So I think that, that this community has really taken a lead on that, trying just to really teach that that's not acceptable behavior, and has turned the corner on that, and that's been a very positive thing. I mean, there's just been so many changes up. I've been here since May of '89, generally speaking, and mm-hmm. and all the changes, and not even necessarily law enforcement related, but just the look of Grand Marais and all the changes, whether it be the North Halls Folk School or Artist Point, Coast Guard Point, all that's all been fixed up in the downtown area, and just a really picturesque community that it's really a destination of the North Shore, even northern Minnesota. I think that says a lot about Cook County and the people of Cook County.
Well, you've in your tenure here, you've seen some changes in terms of interagency cooperation. We didn't have the Border Patrol here to the extent that we do now, for example. Those kinds of things take a while to work themselves out, but it seems like everybody's getting along all right.
No, we certainly do rely on each other a lot. Those partnerships are really important, because we don't have the resources. I mean, I bring this up all the time, whether it's at a convention or a conference, is, Cook County is the only county in the state that borders one county. And so we don't have the resources to bring in from other areas, and so we really rely on each other. And there's been some rough roads, there's no doubt about it, but we've overcome those differences and have really learned to work together, and I think that's really important, and I think that will continue on in the future and only get better.
Well, one of the things that's happened over your tenure is a change in the way in which all emergency and law enforcement and related organizations communicate with one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very significant change. And with ARMOR and the interoperability, not just locally, but regionally and statewide. It's not a matter of if, it's when we have another big event in Cook County. I think you're really going to see the value of the ARMOR system as resources come in from outside to assist us. It's going to be a huge, huge benefit to the responders up here in Cook County.
And this has more to do with emergency than it does with some kind of big crime wave.
Correct. It's all about emergencies. And, you know, Arrowhead Electric's on it. We have the school system on it. The snowmobile clubs are even trying to get on it. And, so it's just the overall communications in Cook County and other areas where we're all on the same, have that same, or you have all the capability to communicate with each other. Where previously with VHF, it wasn't always that simple.
Well, it's a big county, and there's a lot of space out there, and not a whole lot of people roaming around.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, before I let you go, any last reflections on Cook County and your tenure here that you want to share with people?
Well, I think over the years I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of people and just have a great, great staff to work with. All the deputies that we have and the dispatchers, they do a great job, and I don't think they get commended enough. And just worked with a lot of great people over the years, and some have passed on. I mean, I think of my first chief, Quint Larson, in Ortonville, and just a few others, Tom Lane and Jim Dalbeck, and
They're gone. Yeah.
And just think the people of Cook County have been so supportive over the years, and it's been a great ride. The sheriff of Bud Olson, and I've said this quote a couple times, and it's probably been in the paper, when we went to new sheriff school in 2007, he said, "Firm row seat at the greatest show on earth." And it has been.
Well, thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure talking with you on a regular basis here and working with you in emergencies and this kind of thing. And wish you well in your new life, and keep going.
Well, thank you. And I just also want to say WTIP has certainly been an important part of our response, and that relationship has certainly built over the years and, since the fires, and it's a really important relationship. And
I think this station has grown because of the cooperation that we've had from all the other emergency and law enforcement agencies.
Absolutely. Just want to thank you. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been a great relationship.
Okay. Thank you. Sheriff Mark Falk, last time here on North Shore Morning, and good luck on your retirement.
Thank you.